Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still at the Best of Britannia. And I tell you what, the only reason I've actually come to Best of Britannia is because Elle, the owner, creator, brain behind Small Batch of Hove, actually tweeted that you're going to be here. And of course, that was such a magnet to me because I live in London. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ is in Tooting. And for all those who listen to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, they know what a great fan I am of Small Batch and their beautiful coffees. And I'm with Ben, one of the baristas. Are you head barista, Ben?
No.
No, but you're a very good barista because you just pulled a shot. The reason why I want to talk to you is, first of all, Elle is kind of tucked away in a tête-à-tête, kind of probably a very important discussion. But you are a big fan of audioboo.fm. You particularly liked my boo on the Cup of Excellence Rwandan, and I'm glad that, you know, people out there are listening. In fact, there are. I mean, I got probably more than 500 listens on that particular boo, which was great. Oh, but let's get back to you. How long have you been working with Small Batch?
I've been with Small Batch for 2 years. I started out in their main shop in the middle of Brighton and then moved to the roastery, to the shop front there.
Yes. Your passion for coffee comes from where?
My parents have a coffee company that they use to teach young children how to conduct like business operations, so learn business skills.
Yes.
And I got involved in that.
And where are they based?
When I was 16.
Yeah.
They're based in Stroud in Gloucestershire.
Okay. So you moved actually to Hove and to Brighton for the job now?
Well, I go to university in Brighton, at Sussex, and then I sort of work part-time, a small batch, and then full-time when I can. It's really good company to work for in that respect. I get a lot of time.
But you've got a lot of passion for it, and you kind of guided me towards the Kenyan single origin. You pulled a single shot or a double shot? I think it was a double shot.
It was a double.
Pretty strong. And loads of acidity in there. Kind of beautiful, really.
Yeah, like generally, we've been, like Al said, we've been sort of steering towards using all the Kenyans for filters. But this particular one, the Kiowa Maruru, is like the pea berry, has been absolutely great for espresso. We've been roasting it slightly darker for that as well. And it's been pulling these really like citrusy, really bright espressos.
I don't love them all, I hate them, right? The really bright ones. And I must say, this is the first time I've had a peabody in an espresso. And likewise, I thought, you know, it's not the done thing, but it's really interesting.
No, it's great. Like, we've been messing around with it a bit, we've been pulling it onto like lemonade, and the acidity from the coffee and the sweetness from the lemonade like comes together to make a really nice signature drink. It's been pretty interesting trying to mess around with it.
So does Elle, is that kind of a really fun guy who doesn't stop experimenting? Does that rub off on you in a way?
That was great. It's great. Like, I work in the roastery, so we always get like all the samples and he chucks them through and we can try and test things out. And he's just got a new sample roaster which he's been absolutely loving. And
what kind of sample roaster is that?
I think it's a little it's just a little Topo 1 kilo.
Okay.
And we just hooked it up. I think it's gonna expand like the amount of coffee that we get through, and he's gonna be able to roast himself and try the different samples and stuff.
So really?
It's been great,
Right, yeah. And I mean, you've grown quite a lot. You've got four venues in
Well, we just
Brighton.
Opened our fifth shop, and then we've got the two shops at both Brighton and Hove stations. It's been going from strength to strength. It's like really consolidating and trying to get the coffee really bang on now, and I'm not sure they're going to open any more shops for the foreseeable future. But the shops we have are great, and we have a great architect who designs the interiors.
Absolutely,
really, really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I've been and seen two of you. Well, the roastery itself, then the hotel reception area.
Yeah,
which one's
Jubilee
that in Brighton?
Street. Yeah, yeah, the and central
then,
one.
Yeah, and then the one in Hove itself. So I don't know you two new ones, but I'm glad that you're actually down in London. And I will say to anybody who's listening and everybody, this is an opportunity to actually really taste Small Batch here, engage with the baristas. They're all extremely engaging, and just come and taste some of the coffees.
Yeah, we're here for the next 2 days. The event's really cool. I mean, I've been
looking lovely.
Around at some of the stuff, like all the little boutiques and everything. But we're going to be doing, like, tomorrow, I think we're going to be doing some, like, pour-over tastings.
Yeah.
Some more, like, filter coffee. And then we've obviously got the single origins on as well.
And where do you see yourself going when you've finished your studies? Are you going to stay in coffee?
I'm going to move to Australia, I think, and work in coffee there.
Really? for a while, just to...
Yeah, just to see what it's like. I've heard so many good things, and, like, so many people come back from Australia and enter the coffee trade in the UK.
Yeah.
And I sort of want to do the opposite, yeah. Like come from a UK perspective.
Yeah, excellent. Well, when are you going to Australia then?
I have no idea. Sometime in next year.
Okay, brilliant. So what are you studying again?
I study anthropology and international development.
Wow.
And I sort of major in coffee. Like I'm doing like coffee studies. I work with someone who is very involved in the anthropology of coffee communities.
Great. Well, Coffee Mama Jumbo and me, of course, we wish you well. And I can see a bright future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.